This is Farm Progress America. Hello, everyone. I'm agriculture broadcaster Max Armstrong with news and commentary from America's most essential industry, agriculture. Farm Progress America is brought to you today by the Bayer Farm Challenge of the Week. It was a nervous bunch last week at Commodity Classic. I'll talk about that after this. As the new crop season begins, farmers should take stock in one important part of their business, their data. An associate professor at Ohio State University, John Fulton, offers insight into what farmers should do as the season begins.
First of all, what data are we collecting on the farm today? Define that to some extent so you know what's available as you speak to others that are going to provide services, or you want to generate recs or information from that data on farm, you need to kind of get that. Secondly, I think more importantly today, as we think about all these digital tools and people that are providing services, how am I going to share data? And which data is required by those services to render back that information and recommendations? So, you know, understand what I've got I can collect today, and maybe what I'm not collecting today, but then the sharing part of that, and probably the biggest thing that a farmer needs to focus on, or someone helping that farmer, is being able to organize that data.
John said most farmers already have a lot of data on hand. The next challenge is getting it into a useful form. This has been the Farm Challenge of the Week, brought to you by Bayer. I've been asked a couple of times since I was in California last week for the Commodity Classic how farmers were feeling there. I can tell you I've been to many of these Commodity Classic events over the years, and there is a difference between how the farmers are feeling and how farm leaders are expressing their views. And I'll note the distinction in a moment. Farmers themselves, as I visited with them, were cautiously optimistic, I guess I would say. Maybe a little bit of optimism coming about here of late because of the improvement, especially in the soybean market. Those prices moving up some. Nevertheless, this long, dark tunnel of low commodity prices remains a concern, and the possibility that those prices might not rally much continues to worry the growers. And they're also unnerved by all of the trade talk. And that's where you heard the farm organization leaders really sounding off. It's their job to sort out what is concerning farmers. They're always talking about what their big concerns are. That's what it's all about when you're the president of the wheat growers or the corn growers or the soybean association. You are not to sit there and just twiddle your thumbs. The members of the organization expect you to serve in a spokesperson role. As Gordon Stoner, president of the National Association of Wheat Growers, has been doing in recent days. As I talked with him last week, he talked about those key farm bill programs and the cuts proposed there by the Trump administration. Then he said would not only be detrimental to the wheat growers, but farmers all over the United States. And as Gordon pointed out to me, the farm bill provides crucial safety net programs that growers need to ensure a safe and abundant food supply, and provides funding for important programs like conservation and research and, oh yes, trade. I'll be back after this.